Here is BB Allard.
Good morning.
Morning, Allard.
Hello.
Morning.
How much sleep have you had?
3.5 hours.
Fabulous.
So I'm a bit tired. Oh, by the way, before I start, I can just say, Mum, please put the generic satellite recorder on, because apparently I was just on BBC One Breakfast News, and I've never been on that before, so please tape it, because that'll be very funny.
The egos are out of control.
And I'll be on GMTV later, so watch that as well.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. It's just very exciting. This never happens to me. This is very exciting.
Run me through your day yesterday, then, from the show until when you went to bed.
So yesterday we finished the show, found out that Newsnight was listening to the show and would like to... Oh, nice. Would like to talk to us about our poll that we ran yesterday in the in the end of the show. So got over there, met a lovely lady who came over from Newsnight to interview me, then came over bowling with you.
Hang on, we haven't finished with Newsnight yet.
Okay.
Let's hear it, shall we?
So, has George Galloway registered with all those new voters he was keen to connect with? Well, BBC Radio 1 has been trying to find out.
Can I just say, by the way, it's great to be on Newsnight, but they give us the guy with a speech impediment to voice our clip.
It appears he has registered, it's just listeners don't like him much. A completely unscientific survey.
And I find that...
How rude.
That's offensive.
That was a proper poll.
You know, text it. You know, it's do you love him or do you hate him? Text us in and tell us. There's
nothing more democratic than what we did.
A completely unscientific survey.
Now, you know, what... What do you want us to do? Get some litmus paper out as a test tube?
What is a scientific survey?
Method,
anyway,
conclusion.
If it's not what we did.
You've got to pick a cross-section of the community, I think.
We did.
Audience. Just our listeners.
Yeah. Anyway.
A completely unscientific survey attracted over 21,000 text votes in just 20 minutes.
That'll do.
But only 7.5% said they liked George.
Mm.
Over 92% of respondents said they hated him.
Mm.
George went into the House saying that his mission is to get politics to a younger generation. And for someone who has watched Big Brother day in and day out, every programme, and from reading the thousands of texts from the younger audience, I don't feel like he has achieved this. He hasn't spoken much about politics while he's been in the House. And if he has, it certainly hasn't been with the younger members of the House. And he certainly hasn't got our listeners on side.
There you go!
Yay!
On Newsnight! God love ya!
Wow!
So that was on television last night. BBLB apparently already this morning has shown you... Well, people are texting and saying, I've just seen BBLB, is Allard okay, after Dennis had a go at you?
It was kind of nasty, I'll be honest. And it was quite upsetting. He's a scary guy.
Yes.
But I tried to give as good as I took, but, you know, we'll come on to that later, obviously.
Tried to give as good as you took.
And went bowling yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Then went up to Big Brother.
Yeah.
We watched the live programme.
Right.
Now...
Who was evicted?
What?
First.
George. Beautiful.
And, ladies and gentlemen, it's George!
Brilliant.
Then we got moved to another building to watch the second programme get recorded.
Right.
And while we were there, you get to hear the live mic. So you get to hear what Davina talks about and what she says to the crowd.
This is due, like, when the adverts are on and between the shows.
Yeah, before the show started. So she's keeping them going, you know, talking to them and taking questions from the crowd. One of the questions was, what's going to happen to George now? She then says, oh, they're going to be thrown to the piranhas. They're going to go and meet the journalists. Ooh. Oh, by the way, she goes, that's where BB Allard will be. And the whole crowd is like, yeah. Like this, and said that
they were so high pitched.
Yeah, there's a few girls there, and she said he has to ask questions like, "Ruler, do you hula? And do you like spam?" And they're all cheering along. So I was sat there in the press conference with these journalists, listening to Davina bigging me up. So thank you, Davina.
Did
that
you
was
say
very
the journalists
nice.
Gave you a round of applause?
They did cheer with me, which is quite cute.
Fabulous.
So that was all nice. Then we watched second programme, and Dennis came out.
The lines are closed. The votes have been counted and verified, and I can now reveal that the fifth housemate to be evicted. Ooh. From the Big Brother house is Dennis.
I think Dennis looked really surprised.
Yeah, he did not see that coming.
Not at all.
This is brilliant. Now, to the press conference.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
The fullest press conference ever outside of a final.
Where were you sitting?
Of course, I was in the front. I actually went up there early just in case they wouldn't let me sit.
Do you get priority seating when you get there, or do you have to get in first to...
I do get priority seating, but that's not because I'm me or anything special. It's because I have a mic and you have to put a mic on the table, so it makes sense that I sit in front of the table because it's got a stretch.
Because you're press.
Well, everyone's press, yeah.
He's not press. He's BB Allard.
BB Allard. So, everyone is so full that I could tell there's going to be maybe one question each. That's it. Maybe two if you're lucky, but it was full. Sky News was there. You know, GMTV was there, and they're never there. So that was quite a big deal last night. So I was sat at the very
front.
What's
your GMTV story?
Well, Jackie Brambles was there. I've never met Jackie Brambles before. That was so cool.
Did you say hello to her?
I was too shy. I didn't
say
anything.
She used to do this show.
Well, she recognised me because she said hello, and I was like, hello, back. And then they asked me to sit behind her because they had to film some shots of her sat in the press conference. So when they show her piece later, I'll be sat behind trying to look interesting.
Well, I thought you were sitting on the front row.
I was, but they moved me after the press conference to shoot photos of her sat in the press conference because we've only got one camera, you see, and that's going to be pointing at Dennis and George.
By the way, show her... We can only afford one camera.
Show her piece, by the way, means to show the thing that she filmed.
Yes.
Not anything else.
I'd love to see Jackie Brambles.
Yes,
please.
Many people would.
So, one or two questions. So I had to go with the right question. So I went for the poll.
I can't wait to play this. I've got to say, before you even play this, I think you've got balls to steal because I wouldn't have done it.
Well, the first one I felt I had the public behind me. So the first one wasn't so hard.
So Jackie Brambles in front, public behind.
It was a busy night.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Allard. Now, who's sitting opposite you, then, on the table?
Right, George is right in front of me.
Right.
And that's where all the mics were.
Yeah.
There was one mic in front of Dennis.
Right.
Dennis was to the left, because we all knew we wanted George's audio.
So the pair of them were there together?
They had to sit together, which was quite scary.
All right. This is what happened then. Allard, did you get the first question?
No.
You didn't?
They'd already gone for the kill by the time it got to me.
Really?
There was big fights already.
So was he already a bit knocked?
Yeah, he was not wanting to be there right now.
All right, here's the audio of last night with Allard and George Galloway.
BB Allard from the Chris Small Show on Radio 1. George, why did you decide to go on a programme that's enjoyed by so many young people?
Young people between the ages of 18 and 24 overwhelmingly don't vote in political elections, but they overwhelmingly vote in Big Brother elections and other shows like it. So that was part of the audience that we were trying to reach. There's a lot of people out there need to be hooked and engaged on politics, and that's the mission that we have. Whether it succeeded remains to be seen.
Well, I can help on that because we have people who vote on our show as well, and we ask them a simple vote: do you like or hate George Galloway? And in 20 minutes, 21,000 people text in. And these are the results.
Thank you. I'll study them later.
93% said that they hate you. So maybe...
Hate me? That's
hate you.
Strong.
That is quite strong, isn't it? That's quite shocking.
What station are you?
Radio 1. Oh. So perhaps because you were patronising to, you know, the people in their 20s, and because you didn't connect with them as much, do you think maybe it was a mistake, looking back?
Well, I've just reviewed things over quite a long period that people in their 20s inside the house said about me, and they were gloriously complimentary. And as for your poll, which I'll treat with a pinch of salt...
Please don't.
No, I will.
It's our listeners.
No, I will treat it with a pinch of salt, because the only poll that really matters is whether the number of young people joining Respect goes up or down.
Do you think you've helped that cause?
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Why don't you come back and interview me in 3 months' time, and we'll see.
I have one tip. People in their 20s aren't kids. Don't call them kids.
No, some of them behave like kids.
That's not your place
some of
to
them,
say.
No, it is my place to say. It is my place to say.
This is great!
Fair enough, though, Al. I think
so far, we're okay,
and he's invited you back.
I'm not going back.
He's invited you back for round two.
I can't go back.
You have to.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
So far, we're all right.
I'm going to play a record, because this is great.
Okay, it gets worse. It gets much worse.
I can't get worse than that. I'm going to say my toes are curling up already. Oh, you're good.
Well, wait till the end.
Paxman would be proud of you. Oh. Well, I shall take it with a pinch of salt. Don't do that. That's our listeners. Right, well done, Allard. I'm loving it so far. It's 8:25. B.B. Allard, The Return.
So,
you like that?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I might use that every week. It's just so, spoke to George then, and he told us why...
George Galloway.
Why he went in the house. And as I said, you'd expect to have one question, really, from the evening. But Zoe, who was taking the conference, good morning, Zoe, looked at me and said, one more? And I thought, oh, brilliant. So what do? You get one more question. Do I ask when Rainbow's
spam.
Back? Do I ask about spam? So, I thought I'd go with this one instead. George, in the house, you came over as a bitter, patronising, twisted old man.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, what was your favourite moment in the house?
George, can I punch you?
I'm saying how he came across. That's how you came across. Right.
Hang on, hang on.
So
hang
doesn't
on.
Come across brilliantly.
He didn't answer
audio.
At all.
But hang on, what?
So much happened in that room at that time. Everyone went extremely uncomfortable. He had, some of his people were standing along the wall, and I've never seen that before, and they were stood over the journalists. Already, there was a woman sat in the press conference who was just in a bikini. Channel 4 themselves put her in there to ask a question for Dennis. As soon as George's people saw this, they tried to stop the press conference and take George out of there, thinking he was being set up. And there's all this was going on before I even got to ask a question.
Brilliant.
So, what happens is, after I ask that question, one of his people then goes, oh, like yeah. This isn't good.
But then, what's the thing I hear about someone punching someone?
Another of his people then says to George, do you want me to punch him for you? Right?
What, said to, about
to
you?
George,
somebody
about
says,
me.
Somebody associated with George Galloway yeah. asked him...
Do you want me to punch him for
on
you?
On tape, if he wanted to punch you...
Yeah.
For George.
Yeah, I'm doing my job, right? I'm sat...
That's threatening behaviour.
I'm sat in the front of the press. I know who it was.
Surely this can't be somebody who...
But we won't say this on it.
...is part of his party.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is absolutely outrageous.
So, George looks at
that's
this
that's violent
guy.
And threatening behaviour. Surely it is.
So, George looks at... Oh, there's more. George looks at me, looks at this guy, and then just throws his hand in the air and turns away. Like, I'm not answering that question.
Unbelievable.
So I try to justify it by saying, this is how you came across.
Sure.
You know, please don't get so upset, George, because I'm saying this is how I saw you.
And what actually was your question?
My question was... George, in the house, you came over as a bitter, patronising, twisted old man. But with that in mind, what was your favourite moment in the house?
There you go. So that was the actual question.
Who's that kind of going, ooh?
The people.
That's his people.
That's
isn't
the same
it?
Person. That's the same person who threatened you.
I don't know that.
Right,
I'm not sure.
But you said. But you saw the person who said, "Do you want,
yeah.
do you want me to punch him?"
Yeah,
for
I
you?
Did. Yeah.
Let's see if we can hear that.
George, can I punch him?
Yeah, I know.
That is outrageous.
Another
play
person.
That again.
That's outrageous.
Play that again.
George, can I punch him?
Can I punch him?
Yeah, can I punch him?
Can I punch him?
Another of the people, it doesn't come out on audio.
George, can I punch him?
George, can I punch him?
Yeah. Another person then goes...
Seriously, this is like one of the baddies in Scooby-Doo.
I know. Another one of the people then shouts over, I don't know how I didn't pick this up on mic, goes, do your job, be professional.
Did they really?
Yes. I think I am. But
maybe
he,
that was aimed at George.
So he chose not to answer.
Right.
So she moves on. Zoe moves on to the next person, right? However, when answering the next question, Dennis decides to bring the question back to me and spots the childish humour from the other journos.
So, like, this guy right here, he's saying that he's an old man. He's not an old man, he's a very intelligent man.
That's how he came across, isn't
it? I know, I'm just saying, though, if you're talking to me, we'll go at it. We'll go at it, because you know
didn't
what?
Come across as no
I'm going to say, we'll go at it. Me and you will go at it.
You know, because it
doesn't matter, though. He's not an old man.
He's not an old man. This is how he came across.
But
there's
though,
a difference.
If you don't talk to him, respect him. Simple as that. Because you want him to respect you, right?
If he respects people in my audience,
no, I'm just saying, though, if you're going to call somebody an old man, call your father an old man. Okay? He's not an old man. He's a very respected person in this country, and you should respect him as a person.
It's a two-way street.
I know it's a two-way street. I know you're trying to do your job. Let him do his job. Don't call him an old man. Because if you call me an old man, I'll be over in your ass.
Hold on one moment. I'll be over in your ass.
So if you call George Galloway an old man again, Dennis Rodman will be in your ass?
It's a deal.
I felt like pointing out to him that, you know, I'm happy, thank you, but, you know...
What the hell is that about? Can I just say, and then we'll go back to this silliness. Can I just say, am I the only one that believes that respect is something that you earn?
Yeah.
You don't naturally have respect.
Mm.
You need to earn respect. The whole point of the word respect.
Yeah.
Because it's such a precious thing, you have to earn it. Nobody on this earth is naturally you know, just given the fact that they should be respected by everybody. You earn it. And it's the name of their party, for God's sake. Respect is something you earn.
Can I point out, I'm wearing the Radio 1 Beat Bullying campaign jumper.
Fabulous.
For all of this.
So, like this guy right here, he's saying that he's an old man. He's not an old man. He's a very intelligent man.
That's how he came across, isn't
what,
it?
I know, I'm just saying, though, if you're talking to me, we'll go at it.
What now? What does that mean?
I didn't quite understand that. I should have asked him what he meant.
What do you mean by that? What does going at it mean? What, we'll have sex?
Yeah, in this country.
I know you're all backed up, George, but ridiculous. This is. I wouldn't think I'd be your type.
Dennis.
What did I say?
George.
Well, hey, why not? It sounds like one big kind of Big Brother orgy in there last night.
So it was a fun evening.
I know it's a two-way street. I know you're trying to do your job. Let him do his job. Don't call him an old man. Because you call me an old man, I'll be over in your ass.
Hey,
that's my favourite clip.
I feel I may have lost the argument a little bit. And texts have been coming through saying, saw you on Channel 4, did you pop it? Yes, I did.
I don't think you... Well, it doesn't sound like it, because...
Well, he's a scary guy when he gets up off his seat and he's over you like this.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, looking at you, saying... Let's go at it. Half of me is excited, the other half is scared.
Because Dennis Rodman then spends half the time saying, no. Because if you challenge him on it and go, what, would you punch him? No, I won't punch anyone. No, I'm not like that. Well, hang on, what do you mean by let's go at it? Do you mean just verbally? Or do you mean, I don't understand what he means.
This is what Davina was saying.
I think he means verbally.
Yeah, I think he means verbally. But the sign language he was giving me like this was as if he wants to fight. Yeah. But I must say, we didn't have that on
forget
order.
That, though. Surely this is the worrying bit.
I know it's a two-way street. I know you're trying to do your job. Let him do his job. Don't call him an old man. Because you call me an old man, I'll be over in your ass.
There you go. That's what worries me.
There we go.
God love him.
Afterwards...
Dennis Rodman is in Panto this year in Babes in the Wood.
Afterwards, I'd like to point out that he then said that he could tell I was doing my job and that I have balls. He did say that.
He said that he had balls?
Yeah, and he made everyone laugh and said it was, you know, this guy is right... what's his words? He goes for it, and I like that, he says. He's very New York-y.
Yeah.
He said, I'm an ass.
Yo in your ass.
So there you go.
Well done. I think you did an excellent job, ladies and gentlemen. It's Alan.
Good one, Al.
Balls of steel from the man that is Alan Jones.
I'm taking the bear with me on Friday for the final for Pete.
You're taking the what?
The bear. The big security bear.
Are you really?
I'm going to ask.
Are you
like
going to take security with
I
you?
Need security for Pete.
What, you bring your own people.
Yes.
That would be great.
Right, and
if there's anybody listening to the show who's a big fan of Alad, maybe you're like a 6'5", muscly doorman, and you'd like to support Alad on Friday night at Big Brother.
Because Pete's getting it as well.
He's getting your own. Yeah, you'll be in his ass. Text us in, 81199. Just one more time, please. Just one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I know it's a two-way street. I know you're trying to do your job. Let him do his job. Don't call him an old man. Because you call me an old man, I'll be over in your ass.
Brilliant. Can't say fairer than that.